Music Auditorium in Palm Springs, this is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar the Lad, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Cary Grant.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a perilla showers, come along. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Kraft Music Hall. Is down in Palm Springs again this week. This is really, Palm Springs is really a beautiful place. You know, over 100 years ago, a little group of brave men fought their way through the hot desert to reach this spot. And one of them said, someday, there will be a wonderful city here. And it's all come true. Though I didn't believe it at the time. I can't help liking Palm Springs. It's just like Hawaii, except the dress skirts are a little greener. And if someone will start strumming the ukuleles, I'll show you what I mean. Down Hawaii away, where a chance to stray. On an evening I heard a fool and maiden play. Yakahoola higgy doo la, yakahoola higgy doo. Down Hawaii away, by the moonlit bay. When I lingered a while, she stole my heart away. Yakahoola higgy doo la, yakahoola higgy doo. Oh, I don't care if you love the lady far and near. You'll forget about them all if you could hear. Yakahoola-hicky-doo-la, yakahoola-hicky-doo. I'm coming back to you, my hula-loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you will play for me. And once again, you'll sway my heart away with that yakahoola. I'm coming back to you, my hula-loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you play for me. And once again, you'll sway my heart away with that yakahoola. Hikikulatoo. Well, Ken, Kenneth Hobart, come to me.
Yes,
you sure look fine. Broadcasting here from Palm Springs has honestly done you a world of good.
Yes, Al, I must admit this is a wonderful club.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, very healthy and relaxed.
Oh, look at you and look at
me. You know, Al, I understand this...
What?
I understand, Al.
Yeah?
There's an old hermit out here who just lies in the sun all day and lives on nothing but fruit and cheese.
Yeah, and I pick my own fruit, too.
Another one.
Yeah.
Well, I've been living on cheese myself for about 10 years. Pretty crafty, huh, Al?
That last remark ain't gonna do you no harm, Ken.
I made it. Well, there's one thing about Palm Springs that attracts the movie stars.
Yes, sir, it does that. And they all know where the good spare ribs are. At Jolie's house.
Yes, indeed.
I had them, my father kill me. Well, anyway...
dropped in to see you yesterday.
Yeah, poor Jimmy. His nose got sunburned and 6 jokes peeled away.
Now that you fellas have built Palm Springs up, can I tear it down a little?
Oscar, what's wrong with you? Ken and I were just saying what a wonderful climate they have here in Palm Springs.
What's so wonderful about it? The only place in the world I know where at 3 o'clock you get sunburned and at 4 o'clock, frostbite.
Oscar, for your information, it isn't really frostbite. It's just the suntan oil freezing.
But I don't know why you should complain. You got a wonderful coat of tan.
Yes, it's the only clothes I got.
But Oscar, please, why should you be so sour? The trouble with you is that you don't know Palm Springs.
Yes, I do. Palm Springs is a small town in California,
yeah,
lying within easy reach of the upper bracket.
Oscar,
Wait a minute. You got it wrong. You don't have to be rich. There are poor people who live here, too, you know.
They were rich when they came here. Two weeks ago.
But Oscar, look. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful just to lie in the sun by a swimming pool and look at the scenery and the beautiful girls?
Yes, I'm young enough to enjoy that.
Yeah.
The girls sure wear some interesting bathing suits.
Yeah?
I saw one who was wearing just two handkerchiefs. She had a whole crowd of fellas fanning her.
I don't get it. Why were they fanning her?
They were trying to get her to sneeze.
I know. And you were standing by just to take his own height. Now, look. Oscar, you know my barber, Jimmy, the Desert Inn. Well, he asked if you could play Chopin. And since Palm Springs is my hometown, I thought maybe you'd do it for me.
Palm Springs, your hometown?
Yeah.
I thought it was Palm Pinsk. But if it'll help you to get your hair cut any cheaper, I'll do it.
Go ahead, Oscar. But Jimmy the barber, please play the Polonaise, will you?
Some real sandwich eaters at your house, folks who like lunch to be quick and easy, youngsters who want a handout in the late afternoon. Well, remember, Velveeta sandwiches just can't be beat. Well, you can spread or slice Velveeta's Kraft's delicious cheese food in a hurry. And you can toast Velveeta to a wonderful bubbling gold in just 45 seconds. What's more, Velveeta is rich in valuable milk nutrients, and digestible as the milk you urge your folks to drink. Now, doesn't that add up to the ideal sandwich filling? Well, then just keep stocked with this famous cheese food of dependable Kraft quality. Tomorrow, get Velveeta in the half-pound package or the thrifty two-pound loaf.
Oscar, a few moments ago you played the wrong polonaise. Will you do me a favor and play the right one? Oscar, take it easy. Remember last week? You broke your thumbnail while you were playing the fire dance.
It hurt the fire dance more than it hurt me. But don't worry, Al. My fingers are insured. Of course, I can't collect on a broken nail.
Oscar, isn't it a little silly having your fingers insured?
I don't think so. Betty Grable has her legs insured.
Yeah.
But look at the things she can do with them. Now, Oscar, look, just what does that insurance policy of yours cover?
It insures my fingers against tornado, lightning, fire, and fence.
Oscar, look, this is daffy. Why should they insure your fingers against theft?
In case someone steals the piano while I'm playing.
Tell me, would your insurance company allow you to play a little song like, Hello, My Bubby, My Baby?
Wait a minute, I'll look at my policy. Let's see, songs about babies. It says okay if I don't have to handle safety pins.
Oh, you're safe, Oscar. This baby is over 16.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Honey, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then I'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own. Hello, hello, hello. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then I'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Oscar, I just noticed you're playing that piece all on the black keys. What's the reason?
It's supposed to be played that way.
Yeah?
It's the black key etude by Chopin.
The Black Key Etude by Chopin?
That's
How
it.
Come Chopin composed a piece just for the Black Keys?
He loved jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
And the white keys were stuck together.
Oscar, wait a minute. As they say in Great Britain, are you pulling my leg?
No, your pants leg is caught on the money in your socks.
That post-war money is so full of splinters.
Look, Oscar, remember the song you played the other night at my house while I was eating dinner?
How could I remember? While I was playing, I was in the last stages of malnutrition. Wait a minute, I get a glimmer. Is this it?
Oh, sure. That's the one. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high. Nearly reach the sky. Then like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in.
Yeah. Al, that was very good.
Thank you.
But it's been quite a while since you've sung a real robust number.
Really?
You know, the kind of thing Nelson Eddy would do.
Well, I got just the thing Nelson Eddy would do. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby. Mammy's little baby loves shortening. Braid.
Ladies and gentlemen, all shortened braid used in that song was spread with Velveeta.
If Mr. Kraft is listening, I told Oscar just to say that.
Now, Oscar, look. Start noodling, I'll give you another baritone blast.
Sorry, Al, I'm not going to play the piano anymore tonight.
What do you mean you're not going to play the piano?
I'm going to play the violin.
Oscar, you play the violin? How and when did you learn?
One day my nerves were unstrung,
yeah.
So I made them into a violin. Misha, a fiddle, please.
We buy a piano frame, it turns into a one-man band. Go ahead, Oscar, play.
This bow is very heavy. I shall play the difficult part of Oriental by Cesar Cui.
Cui.
Wish I had another chance. What do you think?
Patrilla's going to get a nasty letter from Jack Benny. Oscar, look, why are you... You tell the truth. Listen, lay down that violin, see? And you lay down, too. And I'll take you back 30 years to an early Berlin ballad.
I left my darling the other day. We started quarreling. I went away. But now I wish that I was back. I love my baby. Indeed I do. And who knows, maybe she loves me too. But there's a maybe, and that won't do. And all that worries me is someone else may be there while I'm gone. Yes, my dreams I see a couple spooning on the lawn. That very heart just keeps me worried. I lay awake till the break of the dawn. I must hurry back, though someone else may be there while I'm gone. I see a couple spooning on the lawn. That very thought just keeps me worried. I lay awake till the break of the dawn. I must hurry back, must hurry back, or somewhere else may be there while I'm gone.
Say, Ken, where's Cary Grant?
Why, that's Cary heading this way. Well, well, well.
Well, if it isn't Asa Yolson. Well, 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 if it isn't Archie Leach.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Al. I'd rather you didn't mention that name, Archie Leach. I may still have some checks out.
Harry, look, honestly, I'm sure glad we're able to come over here to the hall tonight.
Well, as a matter of fact, Al, all my friends have been advising me to come over to the Kraft Music Hall.
Well.
Yep. They said I'd be able to talk to Al Jolson. Mm-hmm. However, I came anyway.
This is the second week in a row that I've been insulted by an Englishman. Last week, it was David Niven.
Oh, no, on the contrary, Al. Yeah. David enjoyed himself in the Kraft Music Hall. He was very complimentary about the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
He didn't see how they could play such old music with such new instruments.
Well, I hope you won't say anything like that, Cary. You know, I've always felt, sounds silly, that you and I have something in common.
Well, you know, strangely enough, we do.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. You might not know it, but you almost got my part as the angel in The Bishop's Wife.
That's wonderful. What made them change their mind?
Well, Al, they were afraid that your wings would get caught on your horns.
What? I don't get this. I spent all my life being almost as nice as they made me in my picture. And people keep tearing me down. I might have been better off if I'd done what I wanted to when I was a kid.
What's that, Al?
Run away and join the England.
Why didn't you do that, Al?
They weren't here yet.
Oh, come on. Now, cheer up. I was only ribbing you. Yeah. I have a great respect for you.
Thank you.
The only reason I came over here, as a matter of fact, is to ask you for some advice.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. About women.
Well, son, you have come to the Home Office.
I knew it. Yeah. Well, I want you to tell me how to get a date.
How to get a date. Harry, my little black book is no longer a bestseller, you know. In fact, there are better dates hanging from the trees on Palm Canyon, you know that.
Oh, now, come now. I wish you'd take me seriously.
Well, Harry, look, you can't make me believe you can't get a girl to go out with you. Why understand the birds and the bees go to school just to be told about Harry Grant?
Yeah, yeah. And all I can say is there's going to be a lot of ignorant birds and bees.
But, Harry, look, on the screen you have all the beautiful women throwing themselves at you. Like Ingrid Bergman, Myrna Loy, Loretta Young. How come you don't have any trouble making them fall for you, huh?
Well, they get paid for it.
Oh. Well, I don't see how any girl could help going for you, Carrie. Especially with that big dimple in your chin. I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's silly thing. Let me tell you something. It doesn't do me a bit of good in Palm Springs. It's so windy down here, it keeps filling up with sand.
Mine too, Carrie. But, Carrie, look, let's face the fact. Now, in the movies, you're a very convincing lover.
Well, Al, it's easy in pictures.
Yeah?
Yes, of course it is. You just follow the script.
Yeah?
Well, now, look, when I'm out in a parked car with a girl, yeah, I can't take a writer with me.
I take two of them, one for the girl. I like intelligent conversation, but, Carrie, look, haven't you ever just taken a girl for a simple ride in the moonlight?
Certainly. The other night, I took a girl ride.
Yeah?
Yep. We got out in the country. I ran out of gas.
I see. You're well-versed in the fundamentals. Well, what happened?
She wouldn't believe I was out of gas.
Well, that follows. What did you do?
I made her push the car to a gas station.
Harry, look, you do need advice. Now, look, I'm a little older than you know.
No. Never mind
that sarcasm. Let me give you a few pointers. Tell me, for instance, if you took a girl out, how would you say goodnight to her?
Well, I'd just say, good night, my dear. It's been a pleasant evening. I'll see you again. But she never does. As a result, I'm a lonesome man.
No wonder, Terry, really. Now, look, let's pretend I'm a girl.
I'm not that lonesome.
What? Terry, look. I'm only trying to help you. Now, please, just imagine that I'm a girl.
Well, I'm trying to, but you keep coming out an old woman.
What?
All right. I agree. Let's say you're a girl.
All right. Now, I'm a girl, and I've been out with you.
Yeah.
Harry, thank you for the dinner. Thank you for the show. Thank you for the dance at the Macumbo. And thank you for the diamond bracelet.
My, I've been generous tonight.
Who is this man?
Oscar, this is Harry Grant.
Who are you?
I'm this girl's father.
This is getting rather involved.
Are your intentions honorable?
Gosh, I thought this old girl was Al Jolson.
Oscar, I'm just trying to teach Paragon something about women.
That's like Mickey Rooney trying to tell Dr. Kinsey.
Well, look, perhaps we could make better progress if I didn't have to think of you as a girl.
Yeah?
After all, Al, it's a terrible drain on the imagination.
Harry, if you're really serious about this, there's only one way to court a girl. Say it with music.
Ah, you're right, Oscar. You know, as Shakespeare once said, Orpheus' lute was strung with poet's sinews whose golden touch could stop some steel and stone, make tigers tame, and huge leviathans forsake unstounded beasts to dance on fame.
Harry, you took the words right out of my mouth.
If he did, they were all misspelled.
Look, quiet. Now, when I quote a girls, I didn't quote Shakespeare. I sang to them. Give me an arpeggio, Oscar, and I'll show you.
When you were out with a girl, who gave you the arpeggio?
I had my accomplice with me. When the girl heard me sing, it didn't matter whether I looked like Harry Grant or Slap D. Maxie. Listen. Liza, Liza, Liza Gray.
Oh, go on. I can do that, too. Yes? It doesn't make any difference whether I look like Harry Grant or Al Jolson. Liza, Liza, skies are gray.
Oscar, come here. You be the judge. If you were a girl, no kidding, after you just what you heard, you know. If you were a girl, who would you go for?
Only one guy.
Who?
Oscar Levant. about your family observes the fasting days of Lent, here's an idea that'll give them a swell dinner tomorrow. For the main dish, have seafood or eggs and a rich cheese sauce. And make that sauce the easy way, the sure way to have it smooth. Make it with Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. In the top of the double boiler, melt 1/2 pound of this golden cheese food. And then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. Now that's all there is to making cheese sauce when you use dependable, smooth-melting Velveeta. That delicious Velveeta sauce helps give the family high-quality, complete protein, plus other important milk nutrients. So you see, Velveeta's a real helper with economical, nutritious menus. Always look for the one and only Velveeta of established Kraft quality. It's the nutritious cheese food you can depend on to melt smooth every time. Smart buyers get Velveeta in the 2-pound loaf that keeps you stocked for snacks as well as hot dishes.
Folks, when I was overseas entertaining the troops, I had the honor of meeting many of the boys. Their need then was entertainment, and a song they always asked for, and that I always was happy to sing, was Marquita. And for those boys, who I hope remember me, here it is again.
Marquita, Marquita, I still hear you calling me back to your arms once again. I still feel the spell of your last kiss upon me. Since then life has all been in a vein. All has been sadness without you, Marquita. Each day finds me lonely and a blue. My poor heart is broken. I want you, Marquita. I need you, Marquita, I do.
All has been sadness without you, Marquita. It's never been a
my poor heart is broken. I want you, Marquita. I need you, Marquita.
Folks. Cary Grant is currently starring in the Samuel Golden production, The Bishop's Wife. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into the station here. Jack Carson and Eve Arden will follow immediately. During these days of food saving, be sure to do everything you can to turn leftover foods into family favorites. A good way to add zest and flavor to these dishes is to use delicious Kraft prepared mustard. For those who like mustard that's mild and delicately spiced, there's Kraft salad mustard. For those who enjoy sharper taste, there's Kraft mustard with snappy horseradish added. Kraft mustards are clean.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.